Welcome to Ghost Stories with Franz and Pete. I'm your co-host, Franz.
And I'm Pete. Let's talk about the internet.
Welcome back to another episode of Ghost Stories with Franz and Pete. It's season 2, episode 6, and I'm actually talking to you guys from Sugarloaf, Maine. It's doing some snowboarding, but, you know, wanted to get a episode of the podcast up and ready for listening too.
Taking a break between turns,
yeah,
to talk to you about ghostry stuff. That's dedication to people.
Yeah, actually I went did a few laps this morning, and, you know, just in time for lunch. Record the podcast and probably go back out there.
Nice. I do not have that. I'm still in Florida. I have no slopes to go on here, but it is getting a little bit warmer. I know some people around can and don't appreciate hearing that it's getting warmer. I have a lot of family in Texas that got just kind of railroaded for that whole stuff that happened last week. So I hope everybody in Texas is doing all right and life is getting back to normal. As somebody who deals with hurricanes, I feel you. That's a tough turn to take right there, but we don't ever have to worry about the whole freezing cold. We deal with it being really, really, really hot and uncomfortable. But we can always like throw ourselves in a lake or a pond or the ocean to cool off. But there's nothing harder than trying to get warm when it's just really difficult. So
yeah.
We hope from ghostry to you all, we hope that everything is getting better. And then everybody outside of the state of Texas, we hope everything is getting better for you. Whatever you're dealing with, things will get better. And in ghostry right now, we like to say that there's a new ghostry dawn.
Nice intro.
That was like good, it. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say after that, but a new ghostry dawn.
It's our new privacy browser that's coming out.
And,
dates to be determined, but in the very, very near future, it'll be widely available. It's currently in beta right now, so if you do want to try it out and give us your feedback nice and early, we'd love to have your help.
We shall drop a link.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is going to be a big links episode. So if people want to check stuff out, please go to anchor.fm/ghoststories. I don't know how it looks elsewhere outside of Anchor. I know it also in Apple Podcasts and stuff, but the links for all of our episodes, whenever we're talking about stuff, we always throw it in there so you can take a look. But we got some fun stuff for you to check out outside of the Ghost Stories bubble.
Yeah, they appear on Spotify as well. They're just not super easy to click, but they're there.
Gotcha.
So the resources will always be there.
Nice. So we've been talking about this will be our hat trick episode, our third episode that we're talking about the browser. We talked to Jeremy, our Ghostry president, about Ghostry Dawn a while ago before it even had a name. And then did we talk about it earlier again?
We've mentioned it in passing.
We've definitely mentioned it.
Yeah,
but this will be the second or third, depending on who's paying attention, episode that we're dedicating just to the Ghostry Dawn browser and just kind of like a little bit more chit chat about some things about it. Now that it's becoming more real and has taken more shape, we thought we'd share some portions of what makes Ghostry Dawn cool. Some little tips and tricks that we can offer at this point. And then also maybe Franz and I are going to share our favorite features, our FFs, our F2s, if you will. And then wanted to share some community feedback that we've been getting and helpful with that. But I'm going to kick it back over to Franz to kind of talk us through maybe the lower portions of, or the starting off point of what we're talking about with Ghostry Dawn.
Yeah, so Ghostry Dawn, like what we've been saying, is our new browser. It's, you know, privacy by design. We live and breathe privacy here. If you've been tuning in, you're well aware of that already. So we just wanted to not really dethrone any of the major players, but, you know, kind of reevaluate and kind of reshape the conversation of what an internet browser can be to the masses. And, you know, since we value privacy as much as we do, we thought we should come out to the market with a privacy browser that has all the stuff that you know about Ghostery already fully baked into it. So, you know, it's really privacy centric, it's super fast, and it's really easy to use. It's built off of Firefox, and we are open source. So we've had quite a few people already be extremely helpful and contribute. So, you know, if you want to have an impact, feel free to, you know, go over to our GitHub and, you know, leave some contributions. You know, we do
we'll drop that link.
Do review everything. So, you know, not all suggestions get in, but all suggestions are welcome at this point. And do that. We've already had some iterations on our browser due to some great community feedback and support. So please keep it coming. We really do appreciate it. But yeah, one thing I love about the browser myself, and being, because, you know, I love my gaming and everything. I spend a lot of time on just different gaming websites, and I like everything to be as fast as possible. And that's actually something that Chrome does. Wow. I can't believe I just said that.
We're going to pretend you didn't just say that.
Yeah,
we're
maybe we should back. Just we're like.
Yep, you need to edit that out.
Yeah, we can just edit that out. Yeah, right.
We're keeping all the gems in. We decide we're not editing anymore. We're just going to let Franz.
Oh, blab. That one. Yeah, okay. Yep. So, yeah, let's just erase that. And then, so everything about our own browser, Ghostery Dawn, is that it is it's really fast, especially on sites that are, you know, come coupled with like a lot of advertisements or anything like that. It's just like, it's very snappy and quick and responsive. I love that it you know, cuts out all the clutter. You know, I use the extension all the time as is, so it's great that it's just fully baked into the browser as soon as you install it. So one thing I, you know, think that anyone trying out our browser should do is go to like a website that you really love to go to all the time. And then also visit that same website in a traditional browser with nothing baked into it, say like an any extensions or anything like that, just like a bare bones version of it. And then just give it a little bit of a compare and contrast, and you'll see a lot of differences, namely speed, and then a lot of ad removal and clutter removal. So the page
layout's a bit more clean. Yeah, I love that. You're starting to see what pages look like when Ghostery is doing its thing. You can start to see all the ads starting to disappear and everything. Your page starts to look a little bit more like the way we all want it to look.
It's just pure content, which is really nice. But yeah, when I was doing some of the research for the browser itself, I was on a certain website and just trying to compare load speeds. But what I ended up realizing is that, like, as I was on that page in a standard browser with no blocking, no anti-tracking or anything like that, that we have in Ghostery Dawn, that ads were being reserved about like every 10 seconds. So by just me being on the page, like ad revenue is being generated, impressions are being generated, you know, just by them refreshing that space. And my tracker count was like through the roof, and it also set off all the fans on my computer at the time. So, you know, it was a pretty stark difference. So yeah, go ahead and give us a try. See what your, you know, websites look like, your standard news site or, you know, whatever your hobby sites are, and see, you know, if there's any differences that you notice. You know,
so we actually did a so we're writing a blog post right now. It's actually going to be out, so let's see, if this podcast, if you are listening to, will be out the Thursday the 25th of February, so that means Tuesday we will be releasing this blog post all about exactly what Franz is talking about, the speed test, and just how much faster that pages are loading within the Ghostery Dawn bubble versus we specifically looked at Chrome, just because Chrome's a major player. So we just wanted to see, I mean, everyone wants to see how they do against, you know, the big boys. And so we kind of broke it down by these categories. So in the news category, you know, I'm not going to call out any websites, but you can pretty much use your imagination as to what would fall into there. So in the news category, Ghostery Dawn was just over 2 times faster than Chrome. I'm going to give you the specifics. 2.13 times faster. The entertainment category, again, use your imagination. Ghost Redon was 2.63 times faster. So almost 3%, three times faster, not percentage, excuse me. The sports category, Ghost Redon is 1.94 times faster. So again, almost two times faster. And then the e-commerce category, we were 1.54 times faster. So we're seeing at least 1.5x faster page load within the Ghost Redon product versus inside Google Chrome. So that's pretty awesome, actually, if you think about it, just for what's happening. So don't also forget that it's faster in there and it's private. So you can't forget about the privacy aspect of why we're doing this, is that, you know, that's also almost, the entertainment one, almost close to three times faster, pretty close to three times mm-hmm. faster, that you're getting these pages to load, and there's no data being collected by any of the companies on those pages. It's loading faster because all those trackers are blocked, all the ads are being blocked, all those data points that we may not specifically know about in our database, but has the ability, that looks like it has the ability to collect data, we anonymize all of that stuff. So there's a whole bunch of, you know, that security bubble that follows you around when you're using Ghost Redon that's providing these faster service pages. So we're really excited about it. We didn't know what to expect when we saw it. Franz helped out a lot of the research. JJ, our business analyst, did a lot of this work, and it's some really great stuff. He keeps sending me spreadsheets, and it just starts to look like an eye chart, and it hurts my brain. But he knows this stuff, it really came out great. So a lot of this stuff, well, all this stuff is in this blog post coming out. And we go into the nuts and bolts, and we even go into the metrics that we used and how to calculate this. So we're really, really trying to back it up. We're making sure that we back up our findings, and then you can actually go and check it out yourself. But definitely do what Franz was talking about. You know, get your favorite page, you know, bring them both up on the screen and hit go, and then watch and see what happens. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And if you guys find some that are pretty egregious, feel free to tweet us, show us what you found, what the differences are.
Had a hashtag of Ghost Redon, and let's just say it, the person who finds the craziest difference between the two, get yourself a Ghost Redon swag bag. We got some nice. Maybe some Ghost Redon stuff in the cooker right now. So we'll be happy to share all that stuff. So,
I want the new swag. I always love me the new swag.
You might know a guy who's working on all that. So what do you think? What's your favorite? What's your out of this whole new privacy product? What do you think is besides the speed? Speed is obviously awesome. But what do you think is your favorite feature, if you had to pick one?
I mean, I love that we're already built, you know, on Firefox, which has some great, like, default privacy settings. But I like
not
what we're
Chromium,
doing.
Not on Chromium, like a lot of the other ones.
Yeah. Exactly. And actually, we had a fantastic review of our beta browser, Ghost Redon, right now by a YouTuber, DasGeek. He does a fantastic job going through it. And the reason I touch on him now is just because my favorite aspect is like that we do just step up the security privacy things just by a notch in there. And if you guys want to see like a detailed overview of the browser itself, go visit his YouTube channel. He's got some great stuff there.
Link is out there. His other stuff is great too. I mean, he knows what he's talking about. And I believe he's part of the team, the Destination Linux team, that did a podcast where it's a lot of the same information, but they're all chatting about it, and they actually talk about Ghost Redon as well. It gets us super excited to hear people super excited about the stuff that we're working on. I'm not going to lie, it starts to become a little bit, you know, monotonous when you're doing stuff like this. I mean, we've been working on this product for, you know, a year now, and mm-hmm. It's not a quick process by any, you know, but it's just not quick. And so it starts to become just more of a spreadsheet Slack conversation back and forth, you know, small little things like we need to, you know, tweak this text, and just, you know, just becomes a job. And then you hear people talk about it. We've been getting some really great feedback in through support, our support channels. And even today, our awesome support manager, Sloan, was posting some really cool stuff that she got in today. And it just, it gets you excited and realize that, you know, this is something that people are going to like, and we hope you do. That's their episode 213. We'll drop the link there too. Really smart group of folks that kind of latched onto what we were doing and gave us some really nice feedback. So we really appreciate you guys.
The help's always, you know, the help and kind words always are nice, because, you know, we are not the largest of teams, so, you know, we do really make the most of what we've got. And you know, I'm glad that the things that we do work on are so well received. So, you know, thank you for the support, and thanks for always, you know, chipping in when you guys have. It's been great. But yeah, that's why you know, I mentioned them. Just my favorite feature was that, but I also love that, you know, we have the extension fully baked in right from the get-go. That's my absolute favorite. I don't have to go through the cumbersome process of like going into an extension store, installing, and then you know, just having to have like my browser up and ready. As soon as I'm downloaded, I'm off to the races once I'm done with the onboarding flow. So, you know, it's pretty simple, easy to use, and it's just been a really nice experience so far. And my favorite thing about it being in beta right now is like seeing all the updates as it comes through. It's kind of fun to join in and, you know, and see something kind of come to life. And that's, you know, by no short effort by our own engineers, and you know, I think they're doing a great job.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, watching the nightly builds coming in, you know, and seeing all the little tweaks that come out there. And one other major contributor that we wanted to call out, I'm going to mess up this name, but it, I'm just going to say maybe it's Yokofing. I don't know. Y-O-K-O-F-F-I-N-G. I don't know if I'm saying it wrong. I apologize. I know his real name, but in the air of privacy, I'll keep it to myself. But it's part of the BetterFox project that he did some configuration and sent it in through GitHub, and it really just made some massive improvements to the browser. It didn't only just make Dawn faster and private and secure, but he kept things very easy to use and non-disruptive for everyday users. You can kind of check out the GitHub thread that we have there. I'll drop that link as well. So you can see kind of the comparisons between some of the default settings and what we've modified them to be. But it's a lot of hard work and took the time to help us make a better product. So big shout out to him there. Thanks for all your help. Really appreciate it. You had a lot of chatter on our Slack channels about all the work you did, so you should know that, you know, if we gave flags to people that helped us, you would have a flag in the Ghostery office, if it's still there, because we haven't seen it in almost a year now. So,
for something that's happened. Yeah, wow. So. It'll be 2 weeks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of crazy.
It is crazy. I mean, it's been a year. Why was it March 9th or something like that? I feel like it's, you know, it's the pretty coming up on it right now. So. So what is my favorite? What do I say? So we were looking at, so it's actually something, it's not even in the current beta version, but it's in the nightly that's coming out. It should have come out today, but we found some quirkiness with it. So it is jumped back with our developer, and we're doing some QA.
That damn quirkiness.
I know, right? You would think things just work right out of the box, but they don't. But it was a good catch. I'm glad that we caught that before it went out. But so on the new tab, when you create a new tab, we are going to be providing some private statistics on your browsing. So obviously this isn't like your personal information, but it's just kind of like some things that you've been seeing. Specifically, we're going to give you the number of ads you blocked, the number of trackers you blocked, your data point anonymization. That's a hard thing to say, but yeah. Your DPA, as I'm going to start calling it. So, and then just for clarity's sake, so these data points using our anti-tracking module that's baked into the browser extension. So just a quick Ghostery 101. So we have a database where we match scripts. These are all manually entered, and we've been looking for this stuff for over 10 years now and collecting it all, but obviously things change on a daily basis. So we use this anti-track module that looks for anything outside of our known Ghostery sphere. I've used that a couple of times. I might coin that. But if it looks like it has the ability to collect data, we just go ahead and anonymize the string of data that might be collected. So if for some reason that data point that they're looking at actually is collecting information that we didn't really know about, they're just getting a bunch of junk. So mm-hmm. It's kind of like no harm. It might be slowing stuff down because it's running. At least it's not getting anything back. So we just kind of call that. So also for those that have asked questions, that's the unknown category as well. If anybody's still mm-hmm. running the version that has that, we just don't know what it is, but we anonymized it anyway, just to be on the safe side. And then your time saved. So we keep harping on the fact that we love that Ghostery Dawn is proving to be a super fast browser. And so it is. So we're going to tell you exactly how much time you've saved by using the browser every time you check out that new tab page. And jumping over to this blog post that Franz and I have been talking about, we have, with all the calculations and everything we've been talking about, 3.44 days a year you save by browsing with Ghostery Dawn. So
yeah,
that's in the grand scheme, that's crazy. I mean, if you think about how much time you spend online or anywhere that you're surfing the web or using our actual browser, we're going to give you back 3+ days of your life back. So you know, if you use it, you're welcome. So
yeah,
there's your year
just got a little bit longer,
saving your life.
Yeah.
Exactly. Your year just got a little bit longer by using Ghostery Dawn. That should be the tagline. Your year just got longer. Welcome to Ghostery Dawn.
I'm glad it's a new year. Last year people would be like, oh, well, maybe I don't want this.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah,
we may not want it to draw out. But moving forward, we have to think that things are going to get better, and because of that, we're going to give you 3 days of your life back every year by browsing. So that's pretty darn cool. I love that stat. That just sounds cool too. So
yeah, and that's also, you know, think about it, that's time that companies traditionally would be, you know, collecting data on you, or maybe pitching you ads, or mm-hmm. you know, just like profiting from you using the web. So that's over three days that, you know, that nobody's, you know, profiting off of you. We do not you know, profit off your data at all. We don't sell or collect anything here. Mm-hmm. So you know, it's pure, you know, it's a pure gain for everybody who uses the browser. That 3.4 days right back mm-hmm. to you.
That's right. 3.44 even.
Yeah. So it's let's get accurate.
Let's use that extra decimal point.
Yeah, let's get as accurate as we can.
Yep.
What are you going to do with your extra 3 days?
See the world. Just travel. I guess maybe I'll spend 3 more days online working. That's a great question. That's another good tagline. What are you going to do with your extra 3 days? It becomes a more of a philosophical debate now about using Ghostery Dawn, which might be in the next podcast episode. You know, to dawn or not to dawn.
I think it's to dawn. Always to dawn.
Always to dawn. Ta-da. This is, we're getting close here, folks. We're, you know, We don't have the official release date yet. We're still working out a few little things, but we're getting super close. So we again want to thank everybody who's on the beta testing team for just giving us some badass feedback that we've taken to heart and we've tried to implement as best we can. For those of you who are waiting, we can't wait for you to take it for a spin and try it out and share it and tell your friends and put stickers on your cars and put stickers on your laptop and tell everybody that Ghost Redon is the best ever. just everybody at Ghost Re HQ is his heads down wherever they're working. We're all heads down working on getting this out and giving you the best product we can give you. So we're excited for you guys to have it.
Yeah.
And what do you think?
And as always, just like thanks for listening. And for those who are testing with us, thank you for helping test and build this browser out with us. We appreciate any and all feedback, good and bad. We're open to criticisms to help us grow too. But, anything from telling us like the logo's cute does a nice little morale boost for the office. So thank you for that feedback. That was nice. And then, contributions are always welcome too. So thank you again for, helping us shape this browser. I guess we'll catch him on the next one.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll keep talking about this because that's it's on the top of our brains right now. So
yeah, for sure.
But we'll try to change it up next episode. We'll talk about some other stuff. We got some fun topics. Again, if you guys have anything you'd like to hear us ramble on about for 30 to 45 minutes, let us know. We'd love to, throw us a curveball. Let's see what we can do. But Franz, I think the slopes are calling.
And, yeah, they're looking pretty good out there. And empty right now.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah.
There's no eating lunch on the lift so that you don't. We used to do that sometimes. It was just eat lunch on the lift so that way when everybody used to go in to eat, we'd get the best and open rides. So that was fun.
Yeah, we used to pack like sandwiches and stuff and just camp out until everybody was done and then go.
And stay up there until the lifts close so you get the last run.
The last run in the freshly groomed trail.
Yep. Yeah, I missed that. There's not much skiing here in Florida. I was a skier. I snowboarded for a little bit, but I was definitely skiing. I've been on skis since I was very little. I miss it.
So yeah, there's.
I think if I got on skis now, it would be very different because the skis that I have don't look anything like the skis of today. From what I hear, the skis now are basically ski themselves and all you have to do is watch, so that'd be pretty fun. But the parabolic shapes of all the skis and stuff, so anyway, that's a different episode.
Sounds good.
So well, Franz, thank you for taking time out of your day to chat with all the good folks in Ghost Reland about
no problem Ghost my Redon. Pleasure my yeah. pleasure.
And we'll catch all of you in a couple weeks, so hope you're all right. Are doing well, be good to each other, and we'll talk to you again.
Sounds good. Take care.
Bye.